Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program on this Sunday morning, just before our 8:30 service. This is coming to us from the McClatchy, Washington Bureau, posted Friday, April 27, 2012, by Adam Strunk from the Wichita Eagle, so Wichita, Kansas. Kansas protesters rally against Religious Freedom Act. Nearly 100 people crowded on the Capitol steps Thursday to protest what they called legislative hate. The group, many members or allies of the LGBT community, waved rainbow flags and had strong words for legislators looking to pass SB 142, called the Kansas Preservation of Religious Freedom Act. Proponents of the bill say it attempts to protect the religious rights of those in Kansas. Those gathered in front of the Capitol, however, cited language within the bill that would allow renters, business owners, and citizens to deny services to those who violate their religious tenets. The bill states that Kansas residents cannot use religion to justify the discrimination based on gender, race, or ethnicity, but sexual orientation or gender identification receives no protection. It is legislative abuse, it is legislative bullying, and it is legislative dictatorship, and it should not be permitted, said Pedro, and I cannot pronounce his last name, I-R-I-G-O-N-E-G-A-R-A-Y, of the Kansas Equality Coalition, while addressing the crowd. Bill author Representative Lance Kinzer, a Republican from the counties named, said the Kansas Equality Commission and the crowd misunderstood the bill's purpose. They are wrong as both to the intent of the bill and the practical effect it would have, he said. We want to make sure that the people of religious faith in Kansas are not subject to the laws that discriminate against them based on their exercising the right to practice their faith. Kinzer said he found it unlikely that the law would be used to discriminate. He said the bill would be more likely to protect residents of Kansas from fines or legal proceedings if they did not wish to do business with those who violated their religious beliefs. Now, we are finding this to be the case with situations where photographers are being asked to do gay weddings, businesses are being asked to use their facilities for gay weddings, rental of tuxes to gay people, bed and breakfasts, attempting to limit who is staying at their bed and breakfast based on these kind of things. So this is the area that we've seen previous lawsuits and articles written about. Kinzer also said the bill would protect Kansans from city ordinances that prohibit or force them to participate in practices that violate their religious beliefs. So this is, again, an issue in Kansas. Trevor Hammack made a recording on a city that was attempting to force churches to rent out their facilities to those who are gay for weddings. The bill includes language allowing Kansans to sue state institutions over laws or policies that curtail or would likely curtail their religious freedom. Under the bill, a city has a policy prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation could be sued for violating a person's freedom, religious freedom. Kim Burton, a Republican, traveled from Wichita with her 2-year-old daughter Lucy to address what she saw as an infringement of state government on local government home rule. So again, the local governments are attempting to legislate, and then the state, does the state have authority over the city? And that's the question. I am concerned about the rights of my friends who are gay and lesbians being trampled upon. I don't think it should be legal to evict them from apartments if they are gay. It's almost like a state government is coming down on municipal governments and saying you are not allowed to protect them anymore, and I think it's a shame. The bill has passed the House 91-33. It could be debated in the Senate committee, then sent to the Senate floor. So I only have one thought for you as we close out this article. If you are a Christian, you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian with a biblical worldview, I would submit to you that you must discriminate as much for all forms of sexual immorality as you do for homosexuality. We create quite the double standard when we do not preach against adultery as much as we do homosexuality. The Bible is abundantly clear. All forms of fornication are sin. We do not have level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. All of them are grouped in these Bible verses like 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, Romans 21. They're all grouped together. They're all piled together in a list of egregious behaviors. Sexual immorality, adultery, fornication, homosexuality. And so to suggest that a Christian homeowner, apartment complex owner, would evict a gay couple, but maybe not a lesbian couple, males versus females, would be clearly wrong. Or, let me take it even a step further, to have a standard whereby gays are not allowed to rent your apartments, but you don't mind if those who are living together outside of marriage rent your apartment. That would also be inappropriate, unbiblical. Just remember that we are to be judged with the same standard that we want to be judged by. And the Bible makes it abundantly clear that all forms of sexual immorality are sin. We cannot have a standard whereby we ignore sexual sin in the body of Christ, with the exception of gay and lesbian sin. All sexual morality must be judged, preached against, church discipline exercised against, without compromise and in a level playing field. So those are my thoughts. I do appreciate the fact that Kansas is attempting to protect the religious freedom of those who are trying to live by the Bible. I'm afraid that we will have to see many more of these types of debates in order to protect the religious freedom of the evangelical community in the years to come, as this extreme minority, remember I gave a audio recording yesterday, it's probably 0.6% of the people living together in America are male and male, female and female in a relationship. 0.6%, not even 1 percentage point. So this is why I'm able to say an extreme minority is trying to legislate victory. And we, in the majority, must vote and take the necessary steps to protect our freedom. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.